Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The digital transformation space is changing at a breakneck speed. There's a lot of trends you need to be aware of, and so what I want to cover today are what are those top 10 trends that you should be aware of for 2022 and beyond. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And the 2020s has been a wild ride so far. We've seen pandemics, we've seen supply chain shortages, we've seen a lot of different things happening in the world. And the rate of change within the technology and digital transformation space has only accelerated. It's changing faster than ever. And there's a lot of key trends that you need to be aware of. So what I want to talk about today is a top 10 list of the top 10 countdown of the top 10 trends you should be aware of as we go into 2022 and beyond. And more importantly, stay tuned to the end of the video because I want to talk about what these trends mean to you and how it might affect your digital transformation. Coming in at number 10 on our countdown for the trends for 2022 is that we're bound to see more consolidation of software vendors in the digital transformation and enterprise technology space. And there's two reasons for this. First of all, is that the M&A activity across the world is very hot right now. There's a lot of merger and acquisition and consolidation activity happening, a lot of private equity jumping into the market to try and buy up and consolidate different companies. So that macro trend is certainly affecting the enterprise technology space. On top of that, you also have the rapid pace of change, a lot of upstarts, a lot of new technology companies, emerging technologies that are developing and growing at very quick paces. And that's going to create opportunities for the bigger software vendors to buy up those software companies. So those two forces combined are going to lead us to a lot of consolidation. And so when you're thinking about what types of software solutions or vendors you might consider for your organization, you really want to think about, is this a vendor that's going to be around for a while, or is it one that's highly likely to be acquired or perhaps even sunset in the future as part of a consolidation? So all that being said, that's enough to land consolidation of systems at number 10 on our list. Number 9 on our list is the fact that software vendor and system integrator sales bluffs are being called. They're being exposed. And what I mean by that is organizations in the software, in implementation, consulting industry are becoming more aggressive and more brazen than ever in trying to sell their software and their services. And what's happening as a result is they're selling their software into situations that it doesn't belong. For example, we see a lot of small organizations that might try to implement a product like NetSuite or an SAP, something that's not very flexible and doesn't necessarily fit their specific needs. And I just pick on those two vendors as one example, but it's happening across the board where you have software vendors that are pushing their product into situations or industries or types of companies or geographies where they don't have the right competencies to support those solutions, or they don't have the right implementation resources to support the implementation of the product. So watch for the ERP failure rate to increase and really keep an eye on those risks that come along with the overselling of enterprise technologies such as ERP, CRM, HCM, et cetera. One of our predictions for 2021 was that human capital management was going to make a big comeback, and that certainly has been the case. In 2022 and beyond, we expect that trend to continue. We expect human capital management to become even more important, especially as we experience resource shortages, which, by the way, I'm going to get to that later in the countdown. We experience resource shortages and we have trouble keeping employees and making sure we're keeping employees engaged and motivated within the organizations. In today's day and age, with somewhat dispersed workforces and health concerns and really valuing employees more than ever, human capital management and the technologies and process improvements that go along with that are more important than ever. So watch for human capital management to take on an even bigger role in 2022 and beyond. Now, I just mentioned how human capital management is so important in 2022. Part of the reason for that is because we're experiencing resource shortages across the world within the enterprise technology and digital transformation space. This is a challenge for consulting organizations, software vendors, and even end organizations that are implementing new technologies. And so when we think about how this affects our transformation, we have to be prepared to have fallback plans and risk mitigation plans for what if our software vendor or our system integrator or our implementer do not have the resources we need, or if a resource leaves the project, leaves the company, what are we going to do and how can we hedge that risk? One important way to hedge that risk is not to be so dependent on one big system integrator or one software vendor. Oftentimes, organizations become so dependent in an unhealthy way on these consulting and implementation technical firms that they are highly disrupted when there's a transition or a resource shortage. So one way to hedge that is to make sure that you build as much competency as you can in-house so you aren't so dependent on those outside companies. So all this is something to keep in mind as you enter digital transformation in 2022.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Number six on our list is the fact that cloud technologies are going to become exposed in 2022. In fact, they're already becoming exposed. What I mean by that is that cloud software, in many cases, has not been ready for full adoption by organizations throughout the world, yet software vendors are pushing very aggressively to get their customers to adopt to the cloud. Now, they'll tell you that it's going to create a higher ROI and that it's going to be a lower cost of ownership and you're going to get better capabilities, and that if you're not in the cloud, your organization's gonna die. They're gonna tell you all this stuff. It's not true. None of it's true, in fact. It may be the cloud is the right answer for you, but most of the things I just said are not true. So even if cloud technology is best for you, you need to recognize what the real total cost of ownership is and what the real capabilities are. And where software vendors are getting into trouble is that the capabilities just aren't there. They've had decades of development and R&D for their on-premise solutions, and now they're making a very sudden shift over to the cloud and trying to get their customers to switch to the cloud. And most of this is being driven by money. The fact that investors value and put a higher premium on stock multiples for software companies that have cloud subscription revenue versus on-premise, which are one-time purchases. So money's driving that behavior and money's driving that influence. So what's happening as a result is that these cloud solutions are not complete. They are lacking key competencies and capabilities, but yet organizations are trying to deploy them throughout their operations and finding that they're falling short. So this is really exposing some of the limitations of cloud. And I'm not necessarily questioning the cloud model per se. I think that is where the industry is going, but the cloud technologies just aren't mature in the same way that we've seen enterprise technologies in the past. So all of this is something you should keep in mind as you plan your digital strategy for 2022 and beyond. Number five on our list is the fact that big ERP systems and the limitations of big ERP systems are going to become exposed. And part of this is because the pace of change has really accelerated over the last couple of years. Organizations are being forced to change quickly. They value flexibility. They're trying to deal with supply chain shortages, labor shortages, and other issues that are affecting their business. So it's extremely important to recognize that big ERP systems don't always provide the right answer in those situations. Sometimes best of breed solutions are more appropriate. It might be better to quickly deploy a spot point solution that focuses on one part of your business versus trying to implement a massive ERP system. It could be that custom applications could be the right answer for your organization. I know that's a terrible word to say in the ERP software space because everyone wants to push the commercial off-the-shelf software that they're selling, but the reality is there's an opportunity to provide custom solutions for organizations, especially if you have off-the-shelf technology across the organization and you're trying to fill gaps within certain parts of those technologies. So it's really important when defining your digital strategy to recognize that there are severe and significant limitations to big ERP systems and single ERP systems. And you want to make sure you consider all your options, whether that be best of breed, custom deployment options, single ERP systems, or some combination of all the above. So all of this is why this is number 5 on our top 10 list. One of the really cool trends that's happening in the space right now, which also has a downside risk, is the fact that these are projects and transformations that are more about strategy and change than they are about technology. So in other words, the transformations organizations are going through are more of a cultural and a people and an operational transformation and less of a technology transformation. Yes, there are great new technologies out there that are fueling and enabling those cultural and strategic and operational changes, but ultimately it's the fact that the organizations are going through these massive organizational, cultural, and operational changes as a result of their transformation. Now, that's all good stuff. It's really what I would call future-proofing organizations for the future. Even though I don't like that buzzword, it is something that applies here. And as we think about what our future state is going to look like and where we're headed as an organization and how we're going to survive and thrive in the future, we need to be thinking about how we're going to transform our culture, our organization, our strategy, our operations, and all that good stuff. So watch for that focus on the non-technical aspects of transformation to become more important in 2022. Supply chain management is one of the most important disciplines in the 2020s. We've all seen the shortages of products at our local grocery store. We've all experienced the impact of raw material shortages or other product shortages within our businesses. So we're all fully aware of some of the limitations and strains within supply chains. This is where supply chain management and digitization comes into play. We need to find technologies to automate our supply chains to give us better visibility and transparency into the supply chain, allow us to integrate with our suppliers, with our customers better, and really combine and consolidate the entire supply chain. Now, it's not just about technology either, even though we're talking about supply chain management technologies here. We're also talking about a broader and more robust supply chain transformation that goes beyond technology. It's in many ways operational changes and diversifying your vendor base and making sure that you have better response times with your customers and you're providing a better customer experience. So those things all translate into process changes, operational changes, strategic changes, cultural changes, organizational changes, all those sorts of things that need to align with this future state that you're moving towards. So watch for supply chain management to continue to be important, as well as the automation and technologies that go behind that. Industry 4.0 is becoming more and more important over time, particularly as organizations try to pull together all these different siloed technologies that they've deployed over the years. And now you add to the fact that more manufacturing organizations and production facilities are moving towards robotics and more shop floor automation. They're gathering more big data. They have more sensors on the shop floors and other parts of their manufacturing facilities. So it's allowing them to consolidate a bunch of data, a bunch of processes, and a bunch of systems, but they're very often still siloed in different parts of the organization. So Industry 4.0 focuses on tying together the entire process from your customer all the way back to your raw material suppliers and everything in between, so that you can use sensors and Internet of Things and big data, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and some of those emerging technologies that are so important and so prevalent in the 2020s. So this is just a really high level summary of what Industry 4.0 is, but I encourage you to check out the video on my YouTube channel. It's called What is Industry 4.0? I spend a lot more time going into more depth into what Industry 4.0 is, but for the purposes of this countdown, it's important to know that Industry 4.0 is number 2 on our list of top 10 trends for 2022. Now, number 1 on our list, it's something that ties back to the other 9 things in our top 10 list. In fact, it really is what should drive everything else that we've talked about. And everything else we've talked about affects this one thing, and that is customer experience. And what we mean by customer experience is really mapping the customer journey and understanding every step of the way, understanding how our processes, our technologies, and our people all affect the customer experience and what we can do to optimize that customer experience. Now, it may sound like a no-brainer, like we've always focused on our customers. That's always been why we're in business and why we're around and why we've been successful. But never before has customer experience been as important as it is now. And part of that is because customers' tastes are changing, buying patterns are changing, demand patterns are changing. There's a lot of change on the customer side. You also have external macroeconomic forces like pandemics and economic recessions and other things that are affecting the way consumers and customers buy things. So that's why it's important to recognize that you need to be more adaptable and more aware of what your customer needs are and how your business and everything behind your business supports that or not. And so you can make appropriate improvements. So customer experience is the number one trend to be aware of in 2022 and beyond. Now, these 10 things are important to note as you plan your digital strategies for 2022. In fact, I would encourage you to think through these 10 things as you plan your digital transformation strategies, as you think about what your roadmap is for the next 2, 3, or 5 years, however long it may be, and incorporate these trends and considerations into that digital strategy. This will allow you to manage your transformation in a way that's built for the 2020s, not built for the 2010s or early 2000s or even the 90s, which is how a lot of organizations still run their transformations. So I hope you found this information useful. I've also included some downloads and links below that'll help you further unpack some digital strategy trends in the industry. I encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report, for example, among other reports I've included links to below. Be sure to check that out for more information on how to plan your digital strategy and understand some of these trends in more detail. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.